Track 9, and we return to the main news stories. First headline, cash, drugs and weapons seized in police operation. More than 60 arrests were made across the southwest, and drugs worth more than £150,000 were seized in a week-long series of police raids. Huge quantities of crack cocaine, cannabis and heroin, weapons including a number of firearms, a samurai sword, machete and knives were also recovered in the latest phase of Operation Scorpion, an initiative involving the South West's five police forces, including Devon and Cornwall Police. Figures just released show that across the region there were 64 arrests, over £150,000 worth of drugs seized, nearly £200,000 of cash seized, 29 weapons seized, and 28 vulnerable people safeguarded. There was also a quantity of clothing, motorbikes, and high-value cars seized. During 7 days of operations from June the 10th to June the 16th, police teams across the southwest targeted gangs and addresses of suspected drugs dealers and suppliers, stepped up patrols of known hotspots, and used technology to disrupt so-called county lines activities. Southwest Regional Drugs Intensification Weeks, like Operation Scorpion, are a collaboration between the five police forces in the southwest: Dorset, Devon and Cornwall, Avon and Somerset, Gloucestershire and Wiltshire. The largest single seizure was of cocaine worth £9,360 in Cornwall. Assistant Chief Constable Jim Pearce said Devon and Cornwall Police is committed to working with our partners and other forces in the region to stop the flow of drugs into our counties and to disrupt the associated criminal activity. The results of Operation Scorpion show that we are achieving this, and I cannot overemphasize how important the intelligence we receive from the public is in helping us to target our resources.
Dartmoor Llama Walk firm saved from closure. A llama trekking business on Dartmoor has been saved from closure after new owners were found. Dartmoor Llama Walks has now relocated from Poundsgate to Yelverton after friends Scarlet Moon and Debbie Duke bought the business. Earlier this year, previous owners Steve and Diane Weymouth announced the closure of the business after nearly 20 years due to personal reasons. At the time, the couple said they'd hoped someone with land on or near Dartmoor might be able to take on the business, which featured in a 2016 TV documentary as a going concern. Just days later, Scarlett and Debbie got in touch, and the pair have now completed the purchase of Dartmoor Llama Walks. Scarlett and Debbie have been friends for years, having shared school runs, endless coffees, and a lifelong love of animals and Dartmoor. This has been a dream come true for us, and we can't wait to share our passion for animals and the beautiful countryside with our visitors. Being up close to our llamas, surrounded by the beautiful views of Dartmoor, is a truly unforgettable experience, and we feel privileged to be able to bring this opportunity to the local area. Dartmoor Llama Walks will offer a range of experiences, including cream tea or hot chocolate and cookie walks, meet and greet sessions, and private group visits.
Museum exhibition strikes a chord. Muse might be one of Tynmouth's most famous musical exports, and Luke Friend may have put the resort on the map when he appeared on TV's X Factor. But the town's harmonious heritage extends much further. Pianist and composer Franz Liszt played at the town's assembly rooms back in 1840, and harpist and composer Elias Parrish Alvers dedicated an opera, The Legend of Tynmouth, to his birthplace. A new exhibition at the Teen Heritage Centre will showcase the medley of talent associated with the seaside town this summer. Tunes on the Teen opens on July the 6th and explores the history of musicians in Tynmouth, as well as the wide variety of festivals the town has hosted throughout the years, from the Shoulden Music Festival to the Shanty Music Festival. Alongside the exhibition, the museum will host 4 free live music events that celebrate Tynmouth's musical talent throughout July and August. These vary from a female alternative punk group to the well-known Back Beach Boys, the Shanty Group. Tickets for all the performances and further details are available on Ticketsource.
And students are promising an L of a show. That's capital E-double-L-E. Students from Newton Abbott's Coombshead Academy will be performing a spectacular musical for their annual summer show next week. Legally Blonde is the production in question, and it will be performed at the Academy's Bushell Theatre from July the 9th to the 11th, with performances at 7 o'clock. The show follows the experiences of a blonde going to Stanford Law School while being obsessed with fashion and beauty, reading Elle magazine, and frequently clashing with the personalities of peers. Students of all age year groups have come together to perform this musical, said music teacher David Harbottle. Our annual show always brings the Newton Abbott community together, and everyone has been working incredibly hard to put together a night promising laugh-out-loud jokes, catchy songs and engaging dances. Tickets for Legally Blonde are on sale now by calling Coombshead Academy on 01626 201 800. That's 01626 201 800.
Reds Bakes. A Newton Abbott schoolgirl is preparing for her 3rd charity bake sale. This year it is Cancer Research UK and the RSPCA who are set to benefit from Red Morell's bake sale. Red has raised more than £1,000 from 2 previous bake sales, one for the Red Cross and another for Ukraine. The bake sale takes place from 10 a.m. on Sunday, July the 7th, at 40 Exeter Road.